This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yeah, and we've got guests in, haven't we?
Well, we mentioned earlier that we both love the musical Avenue Q.
Yes.
It is coming to Chapel Off Chapel, and we've got the two leads, no less. Joining us live in the studio, Jordan Pollard and Sarah Golding. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello there. Welcome. Now, I guess I immediately want to know, you know, Sarah, you're producing it.
Yes.
As well as starring.
As well as starring in it.
Yeah. Did you cast it as well?
Don't tell everyone.
She did, actually.
Of course
she
did, of course. It's a dumb question, really, but what made you want to do Avenue Q?
It's probably the same reasons that you like watching it, really. It's that thing where the puppets grab you from the word go, and at first you think it's a bit strange because the actor's on stage with them, and then gradually you just find yourself unable to look away. And that the first time I saw that, I remember that really striking me, and I just was laughing from the word go.
I guess if you've never watched it, then because you're controlling the puppets, you're on stage with them, aren't you? So obviously you're voicing them as well.
Yeah.
Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah, it's a good way to describe it. Unhidden.
Yeah. For people that don't know, I guess Avenue Q is a musical that I guess we described it a little earlier, sort of a combination of the Muppets and South Park. Would you have anything to add to that?
Yeah. Via Broadway.
It's fine. Yeah,
exactly.
It is very Broadway. It is very musical, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely got its some tip of the cap to Sesame Street and the kids shows that we grew up with, and there's all of that. But yeah, it's definitely rooted in like the South Park kind of feel. It's very irreverent, but with cute little puppets. So it's you don't know whether to laugh or cry at some moments. You're like, that was really cute, but they said the wrong thing.
I reckon now we've covered it for those that don't know it. But for those that do, what characters are you?
I play a couple of characters. I have Princeton, who is kind of like the new kid on the block. He's 22 and he's just moved out of college and moved out of house, and he's got to rent his first building.
So that would be your young voice then?
Yes, that's correct. I talk like this when I'm Princeton. Everything's great. I'm like a kind of like a little puppy. And then I also play another character called Rod, who is a...
Well, he goes on a journey, doesn't he?
He does have a journey. He's in the closet. He's out of the closet. And he talks like this. He's kind of a take on... Bert and Ernie. Yeah. Yes, so he talks like this. Yes, and he's very much fun to play. I'm having a great time with Rod, actually.
And where did you, you would have done shows and things like that. Have you always had that interest in doing character voices as well?
I have, actually. I used to, when I was a little tacker, I used to copy Jim Carrey from The Mask a lot. I used to walk around the house going, smoking, all of that. My mom thought I was, had a really big cigarette problem. But, I think I was always interested into being an idiot and character acting.
Yeah, I mean, that's what young actors are, isn't it? You know, just doing voices and things like that.
So,
some don't move from that.
Grow up.
Be honest.
What about you? Were you always doing voices, or were you trying to produce stuff?
Yeah, I wasn't really a voice person.
No.
Well, I was a choir girl to begin with.
Oh,
actually.
There you go.
Oh, we all were. Really, weren't we?
The naughty ones, we were.
Up in the back in the naughty corner.
Oh, yes. I've never left.
Oh, good. It's the best place to be.
But then, so what made you, what characters are you then in this?
So I'm playing Kate Monster.
Such a good role,
isn't
it?
She's adorable, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's kind of the girl next door, and everything's very sweet, and she didn't mean to do anything wrong and doesn't understand why everyone is so mean sometimes. and then Lucy, who's...
Lucy has a full name, isn't
she? Well,
which you can say.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say
you are,
things.
Yes.
So it's Lucy the Slut, which is kind of really self-explanatory,
you
I guess.
You say it so elegantly.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't pronounce the T, should I? It's a bit too well enunciated.
It's like the antithesis of Lucy, that you get to play opposite.
Yeah, true. So we've made her a bit southern, actually, this time around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and, had you worked with puppets prior to this?
Yeah, I had in doing this show beforehand, and
that's
then
a lot to do, isn't it? I mean, it's all very well to say we can do it. You know, a lot of people could do a voice. Mm. You know, obviously you do it well, but I mean, it's the fact of having to do the voice and the puppet and be on stage and
the like, choreography, I mean, the dance is the worst.
Yeah, that's drumming, the hard bit.
And then having one of your hands doing what your mouth is doing while the rest of your limbs
leave it, Glenn.
Doing
Now it's playing a tap off tap. I think we need to hear a song from this, and we'll come back and hear a little bit more.
Sounds great.
Yeah, we're going to hear a song which I think is sung to your character.
It is, yes. Nikki sings to Rod.
Okay, this is it's called If You Were Gay.
An afternoon alone with my favorite book, Broadway musicals of the 1940s. No roommate to bother me. How could it get any better than this?
Oh, hi, Rod!
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Rod, you'll never guess what happened to me on the subway this morning. This guy was smiling at me and talking to me.
Mm, that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. He was being real friendly, and I think he was coming on to me. I think he might have thought I was gay.
So why are you telling me this? Hmm? Why should I care? I don't care. What'd you have for lunch today?
Well, you don't have to get all defensive,
Rod. Oh, my God, I'm Oh, why do I care about some gay guy you met, okay? I am trying to read.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Rod. I just think it's something we should be able to talk about.
Well, I do not want to talk about it, Nikki. This conversation is over.
Yeah, but Rod...
Over!
Well, okay. But just so you know, if you were gay, that'd be okay. I mean, 'cause hey... I like you anyway, because you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not gay.
Nikki, please, I am trying to read. What?
If you were queer,
Nikki,
I'd still be here.
Nikki, I am trying to read this book.
Year after year.
Nikki.
Because you're dear to me, and I know that you would accept me too.
I would?
If I told you today,
hey, guess what? I'm gay!
But I'm not gay. I'm happy just being with you.
I'm in shoes, pal Joey.
So what should it matter to me what you do in bed with guys?
Hey, that is wrong!
How is that? If you were gay, I'd shout, and here I'd stay,
la, 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 la.
But I wouldn't get in your way. You can count on me to always be beside you every day, to tell you it's okay. You were just born that way, and as they say, it's in your DNA. You're gay.
I am not gay.
If you were gay.
From Avenue Q, if you were gay.
Yay, gay.
Yay. That was great.
Now, it is playing at Chapel Off Chapel. Are you guys feeling a little bit of pressure about it? Obviously, it's a very popular musical.
Yeah. And we already know it's doing well. So, I mean, but it's the pressure of doing a big musical like this is more important, isn't it? You
know? Yeah. Well, it's in the smaller space in the loft at the chapel, which is a really intimate space.
Brilliant.
And it's going to go really well because the puppets are so animated. Once we, you know, get them on stage and we start acting with them, it's like a symbiotic kind of relationship. They're so animated, and it'd be so great to have people up close and really... really feel what we're feeling, as opposed to, like, you know, anywhere bigger, I can get a little lost. But this is such a great little detailed show, and it's got such a great energy, and all the cast members.
Yeah,
are
it is actually
so
it's a winner being in there for us as an audience. You know, because you'll I guess you'll get every good bit, and maybe every bad bit. If
I don't know,
that's
going to
get all of those out in the rehearsals, won't we?
So you mentioned pressure, but no, I think we're having too much fun. It's crazy how much fun we're having.
I bet it is. Yeah.
Well, we love it. I also love the very satirical kind of aspect of it. You know, like songs like Everyone's a Little Bit Racist. You
it's
know,
brilliant.
It's like, okay, maybe can you say that? But actually, maybe there's
when you're
some
a puppet,
truth to that.
You can.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
You just get away with so much.
We puppets do as well every now.
Yeah.
5 years we've been on, and they still haven't stopped us.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. There's a knock at the door.
Don't let them in.
Well, we can't wait. Chapel Off Chapel. It all kicks off next week. Previews start on the 25th, Wednesday, the 25th of March, running all the way through to Saturday, the 11th of April. People want more info, they can go to chapeloffchapel.com.au.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Now we're going to get all huggy now, aren't we?
We are. We mentioned that. But there's a lot more to this than just, you know, opening up your arms and enveloping someone.
Well, this is true because...
That is what a hug is officially, really, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, if you don't know.
But this is all for a good cause. And we are very excited to welcome Kai and Nat to chat about the inaugural Hugs for Change Gala Dinner, Cuddles for Columbia. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
That's quite a mouthful, isn't it? It is Cuddles for Columbia. And
have
the reason
have
being.
Have you ever had a hug from Nat?
Yes, as just a sheer ride. I went to shake her hand and she went, no, come on. Oh. And I got a hug. And at the moment I'd been, you know, you feel it, don't you? I felt like I wanted to have a nap straight after because I felt that relaxed.
Right.
But it's all about raising money. This is definitely about trying to get some money and you're having a gala.
And this is a really good cause. Now, tell us what is the cause that you are championing for this?
So, this cause is to help the slum kids in Colombia. At the moment, I'm trying to raise money to help the school to have access to basic water.
Yeah.
To have a running water.
I mean, they really have virtually nothing then. That's the case, isn't it? Really?
It's a very beautiful and colourful little room where kids have been learning for some time now. But the government has changed some of the legislation for funding for the schools. And in order for them to be sustainable and to keep the doors open for kids that otherwise wouldn't get an education, they have to have some of the basics. So what would usually happen is the kids would come to school, they'd go home, use a loo, do all the things that they need to do. But there's some really basic stuff like their nutrition and development that misses, you know, and being able to retain their the information that they're being educated with each day. There's research that supports saying that they need that space. And they're wanting to utilise the space to do sort of community nutritional programs as well. So
it just makes sense that something like this, you know, when it's so fundamental to every kid to be able to get the opportunity for a good education.
And imagine if you had a school that didn't have a toilet.
Exactly.
Or a kitchen. Or
exactly. And to suddenly then have your funding ripped away from you.
Yeah,
this is such an important cause.
There's some things that have been changed, which are really fantastic. It's kind of it's a move forward as far as what they're doing locally to support the kids and make sure they're in a safe environment and they've got all of the basic needs that they have. But what it means is that this school that's providing opportunities for kids that otherwise don't get them has this big gap that's in the way. And they're halfway through doing it. This isn't a construction that's maybe going to happen. They're building the kitchen.
But they've run out of money, yeah.
They've gone to a certain point. Nat's actually been busy raising money, $1 a hug.
So for the last 6 months, I raised $2,000 just from hugging people.
So what do? You go and charge people for hugs?
Yeah,
because what happened?
No free hugs here.
What about if we want to get, the idea is to obviously get our listeners involved where possible. Now, you've got the gala, so that would be a great way, obviously, people to come to the gala. Is there any other way? We'll end up talking about the gala, but is there any other way to... Can they donate online?
Yes, they can donate online. Yep. So if they go to hugsforchange.org.
Hugsforchange.org, right. Yeah,
and then they will be able to have a link to
go. All right, and the good thing about that is that we can wet their whistle now and they can have a look at that and then decide for themselves, isn't it? But
yeah, there's also some really amazing sponsorship packages that are a few different tiers that start quite low and allow you to get involved and have really cute things like messages from the kids for you to pop on your website. And these kids are so cute.
So what does the money go to? What will the outcomes be for this, Nat?
So basically, once they have the kitchen and the running water installed in the school, then they can have they can be granted a school. They can be recognized as school.
Okay.
Without that, they're
not a school.
No, they're not a school. Right. So once they get recognized as school, they can get access to government grants and they can get access to government.
So it's really important.
Yeah.
They don't need help going forward. They can stand on their own two feet and be acknowledged to be doing what they've been doing for quite some time.
Now, the gala's happening next week, isn't it?
That's close.
And there's loads and loads of entertainment going on. Where do people get more information about the gala?
still, they can go online, hacksforchange.org.
It's all there.
It's all there.
It's all there, man.
Yeah.
All right. And, yeah, because the apartment, I don't know that.
The apartment's on Little Bourke Street and have come on board with, so this is 3 weeks ago we started organising this event on a quick time frame, and it's been absolutely moving, the support that's been out in the community. The Colombian community has, through, you know, social media, got wind of it and have got on board and provided entertainers and big bands and, you know, ladies in frocks and
So it's going to be a big night.
Just incredible. Yeah, well, I'm actually sitting there trying to work out the running order for the event and how to fit everyone in. And we've had another generous offer that a smaller venue is going to put on an exclusive event for the people that get in first for the tickets. So,
well, that's great.
Great. Well, people need to check this out. The gala's happening next Wednesday at 6:30. Doors are opening at 6:30. It's the inaugural Hugs for Change Gala Dinner, Cuddles for Colombia. People can go to hugsforchange.org for all of the info and to donate because, as we say, such an important cause.
Good on you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
We are joined now, I was going to say by Miss Itchy, which is true, we are, but we're joined by the creators of Miss Itchy, aren't we?
Well, they have a show called Miss Itchy's Lazy Susan, and their names are Linda and Faye, and we say welcome to the Royal Daltons.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
Well, we are, because we were chatting just before while the Muzak was on, and you have been together for 24 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was like a mere teenager.
Well, you're not old now, love.
I know, darling.
But what is it then? You've been doing this a while. If you know, if you've ever been to the comedy festival, you're out there listening, you would obviously, they're going to know Miss Itchy. And you started 24 years ago. What was that like? I mean, you form a partnership and you said, right, we're going to do the comedy festival. How did that start out for you?
Well, it wasn't as hard to get bums on seats.
Right.
No, it wasn't. No. And we were stupid and naive, so we didn't care. So it was look, there's a stage and there's a big shiny light and a microphone and is there anyone in the audience? I forgot to look.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Now, I've not seen Miss Itchy, bless. I'm sure that some people out there haven't as well.
There are people,
But for people that don't know what Miss Itchy is, what does she do?
Well, Miss Itchy is a duo made up of Miss Candy Girl and Miss Gerda.
You were.
Yes. We know how their voices go. We could tell you. They're a duo. And
identical
they are
twin teenage bridesmaids.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Fat chicks in taffeta.
Industrial strength taffeta, if
it's
you don't
true.
Mind.
There's sleeping bag zips in the back of our dresses.
Yes, it's true. Yes. And they're pretty grotesque. They're grotesque meets burlesque, I think we can call them.
Yeah.
So in being bridesmaids, are they like, is that the kind of thing that they're always kind of left on the side? Is that what the kind
they're
of feeling is?
They're aggressively left on the side, right, okay. And they don't notice.
It doesn't matter to them.
Doesn't matter.
No, not at all. But no. They're quite an anomaly in a normal person's world. They walk down the street and all eyes are on them because they're
for a good
weird.
Reason.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Yes, and they're quite grotesque.
Now, having done this for many, many years, I guess, I think you mentioned earlier that you took a break just because I guess after a while you think, you know, I don't want to do it anymore, I've had enough. But you come back, you came back last year with a vengeance, and this year you've brought new characters in.
We have.
Yes, we have.
Well, yeah, because the fat one over there said to me, you know what we should do? And I went, aha. She goes, we should be mermaids. And I went, oh, my God.
It went something like that. So we've got a couple of mermaids. Their names are Birdseye and Safcole, but not the same as the brand.
No.
We don't do brands.
No.
Good. That's good on Joy.
No, they're hyphenated.
Now, I recently looked at some photos of you as the mermaids, and they're quite an eye-opener.
They are
excellent photos.
We had those photos taken at Black Rock Beach by the beautiful James Penleides.
Mm-hmm.
And just as it happens, we were there getting frocked up, and a busload of kids from Mentone Grammar pulled up.
Oh my God.
That would have been great. Their parents, surely.
They couldn't take enough selfies. Can we take a selfie? Can we? And they'd take a selfie and they'd run like buggery.
I bet they did. We've got there's a couple of names on this as well. Scott Brennan is involved in this as well because he was used to be quite a regular on Joy with Wes Snelling.
Beautiful Wes Snelling.
We love him. We love Wes too.
Yeah.
We love him.
Yes, and Scotty's our Prince Sexy.
Right.
In our show, he's my pet.
Okay.
Miss Candy Girl's pet. So we get to treat him poorly and make him dress up pretty and
we
sing.
We make
for us.
Him do things he doesn't want to do and sing.
Yes.
Yes, we make everybody sing, whether they can or they can't.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's described as a cross between a chat show and a war crimes trial.
Yeah.
That'd be right.
That's about the most accurate description ever.
That's pretty good.
People will... We were saying this the other day to somebody. Nobody walks out of one of our shows going, eh.
Yeah.
They've got a strident opinion either way. I hated that. That was abysmal. Or, oh, my God, put more of that in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes people do walk out, though, and say, I don't know what I just saw.
Yeah.
And that's great. That's what we're after.
But you are one of a very small group that have won the Barry Award, which is the most prestigious comedy festival, or the big prize.
Named after Barry Humphrey.
That's right. They gave it to us before it became prestigious.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't believe it.
We did, and that was really
somehow don't believe it.
As I said, it's very easy to get bums on seats in those days.
Yeah, but it's not as easy to win the top prize, really, is it? You know,
no, we had some stiff competition that year too, and we were just as shocked as everybody else was we got it. We had a nice little show, and we were really chuffed.
It was more than a nice show. It was green. It was the creme de menthe breakfast.
It was sponsored by Bates. Bless them.
It was. Oh, you can't mention. That. Oh, it's hyphenated
as completely
well.
Completely dead now. Don't worry.
Okay.
Now, well, where's it all on, Glenn?
Well, this is all called Miss Itchy's Lazy Susan's. It's at the Tuxedo Cat, which is Will Street, Melbourne.
Yes,
it is.
Follow the filthy grime. We're right in the middle of it.
Perfect.
You're leaving a trail behind you.
Well, there is that. That's a different thing.
And kicking off on Thursday, the 26th of March, and running through to the 19th of April.
Yes, and on the 29th. The Sunday, the first Sunday, we had the delicious Dolly Diamond.
Is that right?
Yes,
guesting on our show.
Delicious.
Mm. And what do you, because you're very well known for the guest. They don't get to stand up there and relish their time.
We can't
on
say
stage.
What it's called, though, can
no,
we?
Not,
no,
not,
no, don't.
Not the C word, no.
No.
Can't say cage.
You can't say cage.
Almost just did.
Darn. You can't say that, but
it's worth it. Come and see. Come find out what.
It's a normal interview segment.
Totally normal.
And a little bit of entertaining afterwards.
Slightly worrying.
Where the guest gets to entertain.
Well, can't wait for that one. All info is at comedyfestival.com.au. Linda and Faith, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Stop it.
Thank you.
You're a joy.
Let's ride.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.